This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says it's actively working four of the half dozen misconduct cases recently referred to the Bureau by the Department of Juvenile Justice after a month-long investigation. That investigation followed a federal survey where Georgia had one of the highest percentages of juveniles reporting that they had been sexually victimized in state detention facilities. Sherry Lang is Director of Public Affairs for the GBI.
Since these cases are being actively investigated, we will not be discussing details of those investigations.
A spokesman for the Department of Juvenile Justice also declined to comment on the details of the cases, but says some of them may include allegations of sex abuse or harassment. The internal investigation substantiated three cases in which juvenile offenders said they were sexually abused or harassed by staff members. Those staffers were fired. Meanwhile, because of the backlog of open cases, Juvenile Justice Commissioner Avery Niles suspended 20 of the department's investigators. But after a month, he brought most of them back. Some had been demoted or reassigned. Others were given other departmental punishments. And that's where we begin part two of our interview with Commissioner Niles, which was done late last week in his office. You brought back most of the 20 who had been suspended with demotions, reassignments, whatever. Why bring them back at all?
There's discipline that has to take place for their actions. And the actions that I took, I feel like those actions was warranted and that the adverse discipline actions fit the area in which I feel like that's what they deserve. And going forward, I think that these investigators will do their job. And if I didn't feel like they would do the job, then it wouldn't have been the recommendation to keep them here.
One of the folks that was brought back had been one of the chief investigators. He wasn't the director, but he was one of the supervisors. He is now, as I understand it, working in an internal affairs section, which brings up the question, if this was somebody who was having problems doing investigations, why would he be then assigned to a division which overlooks partly how people are doing investigations?
And that's a good question, but when you look at the totality of the circumstances, he was handling the day-to-day operation and not necessarily working and investigating those cases, but he was responsible for the oversight of that whole unit. And with this new assignment, because of what he brings to the table, our team made the decision that this guy can be better suited in this position. And, not every disciplinary action warrants firing somebody. It may be where we can put measures in place to get him the right training that he needs and give him a chance to make sure that the measures that the agency have set forth for his policy is followed. And I think that he's the right person for that job.
Can you imagine a scenario where somebody that he is investigating might come right back at him and say, hey, look, why are you looking at me for internal procedures when you couldn't do the job that I'm doing?
And that's one of those reasons why when we make those decisions, we look at all of that. Keep in mind, he was a supervisor over that entire unit, and his main function was issuing cases and making sure he would work some cases, and his performance dictate his position that he's going to go into.
The Department of Justice survey cited the Paulding County Youth Detention Center as one in which had one of the highest percentages of youth who said they had been victimized. That facility is managed by a private company, Youth Services International, which, according to some of the reports I've read, has had problems in other states. Is their contract going to be renewed?
Well, of course, we're developing a new RFP now.
RFP is Request for Proposal. That's right. Where you ask vendors to come up with their bids, right?
That is correct. And, YSI can compete also for that, and then we'll just see which one is awarded that contract.
But how concerned are you about their management of Paulding County?
Very concerned, just like I am with our own internal, our own facility management.
Was there anything about Paulding County to say there's something going on here that wasn't happening to the same extent somewhere else?
We've had a look at that, and that's one of those things that we take under concern, and we'll address it with their YSI directors.
Commissioner Avery Niles, Georgia's Commissioner of Juvenile Justice, thank you so much for being with us and for giving us this much time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.